Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from pretty Phoenix, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about how internet trolling has become acceptable, and this is what we do about it. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
It makes me a little bit mad, and it's very interesting. And what does this have to do with us? We'll tell you in a minute. It does.
We created Land Academy.
Yeah.
To really improve people's lives and to create business partners for ourselves.
Yeah.
And things like, you know, you can't ever anticipate something like this, but
it still happens.
It won't be prevalent in our group. Let's put it that way.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already with us and you're not a troll, join us on Discord.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Vic wrote, this is long, so I'm going to do first part, you do the second part,
I'll
do the third
one. Long and incredibly important. This is a great question, a great series of questions and comments about access.
Okay, so Vic wrote this initial question. I am in escrow on a property in Florida. And I'm running into a bit of a confusing situation for me as far as the access goes. I can clearly see a road running through the property, and it has a street name as well. However, the township said they do not maintain it and is likely a private road or easement. When I look at the vesting deed, I see nothing in there about an easement. But what I do see on the deed after the legal description is something that says, less road right of way. So what does that mean? And what does this mean about the access?
Excellent question. Access is one of our
Five A's.
One of the five A's, and it's incredibly important.
That's why it's
to
one of
be
the
able
A's.
You or the person you sell it to get to your property within reason without a helicopter. Kevin responds, Vic, the road is most likely a private road. i.e. not maintained by the county. Exactly. This is something that will affect your ability to sell the property quickly. When you get the preliminary title report, they should have the easements called out on the property. The road right-of-way thing sounds like the county has an easement for a possible future road in that area. You need to know about that and how much it takes out of this parcel, meaning it's going to make it smaller. There's already an easement in the deed of this property to another property or a set of properties. If you get the information from the title report and you don't like the deal, you can renegotiate or decline to purchase. Jill and I just did this. Mm-hmm. You may have some fees to pay the title company if you need to do that, but that's very unusual.
Exactly. Lori went on to add, hey, I've had this situation play out in different ways. Some of them based on county records and others based on state law. That a title company should be the ones to provide you the information. Here's what I've seen. Number one, the private road and ownership marked on a survey for one of the bordering properties. Sorry.
That's awesome. We have some back. If you're listening to this, we have landscaper drama in the back, which is pretty good.
He looks like a gangster with his red bandana.
Looks like a gangster cowboy.
Like someone's gonna jump us, and he's doing a sucky job sneaking up behind us.
I hope this goes on the whole
this
time.
This is great. Okay, number two. The non-platted road belongs to another owner or utility located further down the road, and it was a state or county specific, I'm not sure which in each case, whether the owner of the property was automatically granted use of the same road and that went through the property. So that's number two. Lori has five different things to say. Another situation, number three, Lori had, based on state law, if the private road ever belonged to a large parcel that was split up, every subsequent split off has an easement to that road in perpetuity.
That's a good thing.
So the title company had to get a survey of the original undivided property. They'll do that. Number four, these are another example she had. One was a single landlocked property that had six recorded easements running through it for surrounded owners going back to the 1800s, but none of the roads existed anymore and the property had no access. So you're correct, that one didn't make any sense at all. And the number five example of what she had, there was continued long-term use of a road, which allowed the user to make a claim of adverse possession. and which could be the person you're buying from. That's another legal issue with varying rules. So what's important is to get the answer before you buy it. Once I visited a property after I bought it, and the adjacent owner drove by three times while I was there, challenging me more aggressively each time about his exclusive ownership and use of the road. I gave him the name and number of the title officer, and I don't visit properties anymore. That's funny. He tried to say it's my road. She's like, no, it's kind of on my property.
Here's the point, and I didn't put this in here to scare you, especially if you're new. Mm-hmm. Access matters, and it can get kind of dicey. The truth is, 98% of the time, when you would do your initial 30 seconds of due diligence on NeighborScoop or Google Earth, it's going to be very obvious whether or not the property has access. But for those smaller percentage times, to 2 to 5% of the time, where the property and the price is quite simply just amazing, and you can't find the answer to access, you got to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And it all comes down to price. And what Jill usually does in those situations, we buy these types of properties, questionable access properties, all the time. We just buy them really cheap. Mm-hmm. So access is something you need to know about. By no stretch do you need to be an expert, but please know that it's important and try to get to the bottom of it, like they both said. Today's topic, internet trolling has become acceptable. Here's what we do. This is the meat of the show. More and more. Hopefully you know what an internet troll is.
Will you help us with the definition that you found?
Sure.
Okay, because I was actually confused. I thought trolling was just like I'm following along, like stalking.
Like a follower?
Yeah, like a stalker. And you're like, no, internet trolling. Because trolling is behind a boat. You're not doing anything. Like you're just following along, right? So that part, that's what I thought. And you're like, nope. When you put the word internet in front of it, now it means something different. So I read the definition as per Stephen's request. So I thought it might be, seriously, I don't think it's bad to share that. Because there might be other people too that are just a little bit confused, like, I mean, I thought I knew, but now I really know.
The internet, for better or for worse, this is my opinion, creates the perception that we are all equal, that we all are educated equally, we're all experts or not experts in the same thing, we're all the same. And this is just my opinion, that's ridiculous. You know, some people are great at relationships, some people aren't. Some people can buy land, some people can't. Some people have no interest in buying land whatsoever, but love accounting. And there's endless examples like this. So what's becoming really common is trolling, which is just this outlandish response. I mean, the stuff that Jill and I get, I laugh. You have to laugh. But where I draw the line, trolling is, you know, just banging out, you know.
Give us the exact...
This is going to air. What I just said about equality in the internet is going to air all over the place, like in probably 50 places, because that's how this podcast works, including YouTube. And the trolls are going to have a lot to say about it. And
internet trolling is... the whole point here is it's not supportive. It's not nice. Internet trolling, it's people with malicious intent setting out to do harm and say bad things and put people down for no real reason other than just...
they're amusing themselves.
There's no money.
They don't have control over anything in their life at all.
Maybe.
And this is their only way to just to scream at the world.
I got to say something. I just thought of an example. As you're setting this up, you're like, people think that we're all equal, right? Can you imagine, like, what if I'm in a room and I pay big bucks to hear, like, Bill Gates speak? And I like raise my hand back. Internet trolling is like this. No, Bill, that is not how it goes. By the way, this Microsoft thing was a joke. You're a joke.
And you personally, I don't like you.
I don't know how you have this much money, because I should have that much money, because I came up with it. Oh, and by the way, it was my idea before you. In a stadium. Stan, that's what I think internet trolling on the internet is. Like, they think they're doing it. Like, you can't, that's not right. There's a reason why he's there and you're in the audience, and I'm in the audience when it comes to stuff like that. Like, come on.
So what does this have to do with land? Oh my gosh, Jack.
We get your point.
We sell land on the internet.
Right.
And that part of this is remains, in my opinion, relatively troll-free.
Surprisingly.
But I will tell you this. We have lots of internal groups on Discord and landinvestors.com, and there's a lot of communication, even now, CareerPath. There's an increasing amount, in a good way, of communication between all of us members at Land Academy and House Academy and everything else. And I'm watching this trolling thing creep in, tiny bits at a time. And I really, truly believe it's because this has become acceptable. And so
trolling.
People, yeah, especially
it's
with
like
the,
it's not us and it's not our community or our people. It's just like it's the planet thinking it's okay now.
Yeah, and it's eking its way into our system because, and here's why. There's a whole generation of people now, and I'm not criticizing anyone, I'm just stating a fact, that were born with the internet. You know, Jill and I obviously were not born with the internet. We were born with a corded phone.
What do you mean, obviously?
We were born with a corded phone in the kitchen. That's how we communicated.
And an answering machine.
I got an answering machine when I was probably, our family did when I was probably 15. So that's, you know, it's not secondhand nature for us to comment on stuff in various places on the internet without any decorum at all, you know, with no responsibility and no accountability. But that's not Land Academy. Land Academy, we require decorum and responsibility and accountability. Why? Because we're entrepreneurs. And we hold ourselves accountable and responsible for our own success.
Go ahead. I said, what do you suggest we do? Like, okay, so here's the deal.
I can tell you what we just did.
Other than you and I shutting down all our sites, just kidding.
We had this problem. I'm talking about one person out of, you know, thousands.
Okay.
We had this problem in the very beginning of Land Academy because, and rightfully so, people questioned whether or not it worked. Well, we're way past that. What is it, 7 years now?
We're on year seven, I think.
Yeah. We just had our seventh anniversary.
Sixth anniversary?
This month, I think. Yeah. Sixth or seventh?
Sixth.
Okay, six.
2015, 2021, six. Yeah.
In the beginning, and there were a lot of trolling, even people within the group, and some people that came to the first live event were really critical about this. And again, rightfully so, because it was new, and we dealt with it. We dealt with it in our own way. But it's a privilege
to be...
Sounds
like you took somebody out back. Oh, we dealt with it. You, me, Allie.
We had to kick somebody out of CareerPath because of this. And that's really, really sad, because CareerPath is not inexpensive and it's not free. And it's CareerPath is for people who are really serious.
High level.
Really serious about buying and selling land as a career. You know, and we're here to help because it's our career too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm holding us to a different standard than the rest of than Facebook, let's just say.
And I appreciate that.
And I'm happy you could join us today.
5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Getting Ahead of Yourself in the Land Academy Education Process. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Tomorrow should be, please don't get ahead of yourself. That's really the, and I'll explain this tomorrow in the education process, because that's what happens sometimes.
We've all, I have some.
Chomping at the bit. I know the answer. Hold on, everybody.
I have many funny lifelong examples of getting ahead of myself.
Okay, good. If you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, check out neighborscoop.com or parcelfact.com, created by investors, that's us, for investors like you. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.